So you go away for Hanukkah, and you're going to sleep in one house and eat all your meals in a second house. Where do you light candles? Now, to be clear, you're not sleeping in your own house. No one is lighting in your own house. You and your wife and your family are going away. You're eating, let's say, at your relative's house, but they have no room to host you to sleep. So you're sleeping at a neighbor's house next door. That's the classic example. So where do you light? At the neighbor's house, where you're not eating at all, or the place that where you're eating, which is obviously your relative, where you'll be eating all your meals. And again, we're not talking about where you're eating in a hall, like for a Sheva Brochos or a Bar Mitzvah. Simply, you're going away to a relative for Yantiv, for Hanukkah. So what is the halacha? So b'tur sayt shetshuvas harosh, that if a person is visiting someone else and he's eating there, but he has his own bayis miyuchad, his own like designated area, a house or a room to sleep, he should light in the place that he sleeps, because otherwise people are going to suspect that he's not lighting in his, you know, in his room, and they're going to think maybe he doesn't observe the laws of Neros Hanukkah. Now, the Rashba disagrees with this and says if someone goes to someone's house to eat and eats in a second house, he should not light where he sleeps, but only where he eats. And the Darkei Moshe says from the Rashba, it's clear that nowadays we light by the place that you eat and not the place that you sleep. And because no one will notice that you're not lighting by the place that you sleep, because anyway, nowadays we light inside. Shulchan Aruch paskins, like though the Torah, that you light where you sleep. The Ramah paskins, like the Rashba, that it's where you eat. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree nowadays, since that you light where you eat, because anyway, we're lighting indoors, and therefore there's no chashad, there's no suspicion that someone's going to walk by the place that you sleep and say, hey, why is there no Neros Chanukah? Now, Bataz brings a proof to the ruling that you light where you eat from Shulchan Aruch by Hilchas Erev Chatzeros. A person is needs to combine with his chatzer, with the people in the houses in his chatzer, if he wants to carry on Shabbos, but make an Erev Chatzeros. But let's say a person has part of one chatzer where he sleeps, but he's part of a different chatzer where he eats. He's got two houses, let's say. So which is the main chatzer that he's part of for purposes of Erev Chatzeros? Says Shulchan Aruch, it goes based on the chatzer that you eat in. So the upshot seems pretty clear, that in Ashkenazi, he goes to someone else's house, and he's going to be sleeping in one house, when he's going to be eating in another house. Seemingly, he should light in the dining room with the other people who are at the house that he's eating, and not in, or by the window, and not in his own private bedroom, because eating is the main place. Now, the Kovetz Halachas paskins this point, Halacha L'maisa. He writes very clearly that in this exact situation, if you're going away for Chanukah and you're sleeping in one house but eating all your meals in another house, he says you should light the Chanukah candles in the place that you are eating, based off of this Ramah. And he says, because Hamakom Shesoed Bo Iker Achsanya, because the place that he's going to be eating, that's his main place. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Chasam Nishas, has agreed to this as well. Now, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky notes, though, that Bidyeved, if he does light in the place where he sleeps, then that is fine. And that's based off of Magen Avraham, who cites the Sheres Yosef, who says that in general, lighting in the place where you sleep is more important. Now, obviously, the Ramah seemed to disagree with that, but at least Bidyeved, you're fine. And that's the same psak as Rav Harfenis and Mekadesh Yisrael and the Sefer Vidarash Tevachakarta as well. They say, again, you could light in the place where you sleep, but ideally you should light in the place that you eat. However, Rav Elyashiv, cited in the Shvus Yitzchak, disagrees. He says, no, the place where you sleep is the main place, and that is if it's miyuchad to a person, because it's more miyuchad, it's more designated to the person, it's more his beso than the place that he eats. Now, Rav Elyashiv says to he doesn't speak this out, you know, the Shvus Yitzchak doesn't really speak this out in detail, but what he adds is that you should also eat a meal, probably have a mizonos suffices, in the place that you're sleeping to make it that the place that you're eating as well. So in other words, if you sleep at the neighbor, but you're eating all three meals at your relative's house, at least have a mizonos, have a ragloch, at the place that you are sleeping, and this way you'll make that into a place that you're eating and sleeping, and therefore you will surely be allowed and preferable to light in the place that you sleep. Now, I saw some achronim want to limit Rebbe Yashiv, that no, Rebbe Yashiv really means only when there's no one else sleeping in that house with you. In other words, if the neighbor goes away and gives you the keys, then that's when you should light in the place that you sleep. Otherwise, even Rabbi Yosha would agree that you eat in the, that you light in the place that you eat, but that's not so clear from the words of Rabbi Yosha. As an aside, there's a third sheet of Anitta Gavriel cites that Terezakanim, who says if the house that you're sleeping is close to the house that you're eating, then you should write in the place that you eat. Otherwise, you should write in the house that you sleep. But that doesn't seem to make it in Halacha. So Halacha Maisa, it seems pretty clear that there's room to do whatever you want. Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky would tell you you should write in the place that you eat. Rabbi Yashav would say you should write in the place that you sleep. But you should have a mizonos at the place that you sleep as well. My understanding is that minhag is that people really in general light the place that they sleep, but I'm not sure that that is the proper thing to do. Halacha u'maisa seems to be it is subject to a machlokas.